Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finances, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Well, welcome, 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 and greetings, greetings. Hello, everybody out there listening in radio land. We just want to welcome you here. This is a program designed with you in mind. This is Health by Design radio program, and I am your host, Sarette Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. And this is why we do what we do. We come to you every Saturday at 12 noon. We want you to tell someone. We want you to join in. We want you to give us feedback. Follow us on Twitter. Friend us on Facebook. We have Alpha Health RX on this every day, all day long. We're sending information. We're giving you healthy juicing recipes. We're just trying to give you the tools that you need to meet your personal health and wellness goals. Well, again, I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and we are, you know, as you know, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so we aim to educate you in that area, give you information and tools just for information purposes. Of course, if there is someone that you know that have been affected by breast cancer, and you need more information, it is available to you. As well as we also, in last week's program, if you can listen to that podcast, we gave you some information as to where you can go to get a free mammogram as well. And we just are glad to be able to be of some assistance to you, each and every one that needs this information. And last week, we were, again, giving an overview of breast cancer awareness and prevention and information that you need to know. This week, we want to aim to take it a little step further, and we want to talk a little bit more about innovative treatments and understanding what to expect with treatment. Just in a summary, we won't be able to cover the entirety of all that goes into understanding your treatment and what you should expect and some innovation, some new information, some new treatment therapies and ideologies that are out there. And so we're going to continue to bring you information. We'll be having some special guests on as well. Before the month is out, we will hear from you. We want to have a forum. Please email us at alphahealth@bellsouth.net. Go on the website, please, if you want to be a part of that forum and share some information. If you'd like to share your testimony, that would be fine as well. We're just here trying to share and, you know, give you information that you would need and tools that you would need to empower you in information and health. So we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break. Then we have some announcements for you. We want to share you a few announcements, but we're going to be right back after we hear from our studio announcer. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, again, again, welcome, welcome, radio listen audience. You can tune in if you have questions or want to share information. Even today, you can dial 718-508-9457, 718-508-9457. And today's topic is breast cancer awareness and prevention and the innovative treatment. Well, you know, cancer is a disease whereby other cells, you know, instead of going under the normal pattern of replication, there's something that happens when that cell is replicated, and then you'll have a duplicate where you'll get that the cells may grow out of control. There's not a mediation in there that tells the cell replicating because it's not the regular DNA. The DNA has been changed, and the code is not being written read properly. It's been written because everything was fearfully and wonderfully made, but it's the this happens when you know. So then, when you have this replication and it grows out of control, there's nothing to tell the cell. It's not going under normal processes to say, well, listen, hey, it's time to stop, cease, and be normal here. And so when cancer starts in the breast, it is called breast cancer. Of course, except for skin cancer, breast cancer is the most common cancer in American women. Breast cancer screening means checking a woman's breast for cancer before she has any symptoms. And mammograms are the best way to find out if breast cancer is, if there is it's the best way for early detection and to find out if there's any abnormalities or lumps or nodes or anything that aren't right in a woman's breast. So mammogram is still the way to go. And, you know, best thing is to, you know, get your yearly, and most women who are between 50 and 74 should have a screening of mammogram every 2 years. If you're between 40 and 49 years old, you can go ahead and ask your doctor. He may want you to go ahead and start getting your mammogram a little sooner, especially if there's any thing that you know, any concerns or just as a preventative measure. So, again, breast cancer awareness, just a little bit of information on breast cancer and just what you need to know. Like I said, we will be going into very shortly here, we will be going into looking at some innovations and some preventative measure as well when it comes to breast cancer. There's information to be shared along those lines. So we're glad that you're tuning in, Radio Listen Audience. Again, I'm your host, Rhett Sands. You know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. And we'll be right back with some announcements as promised.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, I am back. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm your host, Seth Sands. I want to tell you a little bit about, we have some announcements, but these announcements can be found in our newsletter. We have a bi-monthly newsletter, a free subscription. Just please go on alphahealthrx.com and contact us and send us your email address so that you can start receiving the monthly newsletter. I mean, there's tons of information in there. Of course, we offer health programs as well, health by design wellness, the detox and cleansing program, 28-day detox and cleansing for your health and well-being, the Fresh Start program, which is innovative, just a very exciting program just to meet your personal health goals. You have your own personal health coach, health and wellness coach, and we also offer different supplements and protocols. Of course, we offer counseling, health counseling, nutritional education and information, health promotion, event planning, health coaching, public speaking is available if you need someone to come out to your group or organization. Again, these are just some highlights that we're highlighting, some information that's found in the newsletter. Of course, you know, in that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we are having some information in there as well on what you need to know. The statistics, you know, 30% of women aged 50 to 74 reported not having a mammogram, and that's not good. in the last 2 years. So we need to go ahead and do these things, these screenings, this information, and just to, you know, be aware to, you know, practice prevention and, if necessary, get the treatment early that you would need. And so there are some other statistics there. One of them is that 11% of new cases are in women under the age of 45. So we had talked a little bit before about deciding whether if you are under 50 and needing a breast cancer or a mammogram, screening or a mammogram, then you can go ahead and speak with your doctor and he can order that for you. Again, you know, there's some other, and by the way of announcements, and then we'll go right back to the program, give you some information that you're looking for. Some upcoming events that are listed in the newsletter as well. We'll have the author showcase. That will be coming real soon. That'll be October 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m., Palm Beach County, Palm Beach Atlantic University. The address is there. If you need more information, just check out the newsletter or check out even you'll find some information on the event page of the website. October 24th, 10 to 2 p.m. This is an exciting time for authors. You'll need to just go ahead and get registered. This is being hosted by Jill Capri Sims, and you can get more information on the website and on inside the newsletter. Also, we'll mention the event that's coming up, entering into your birthing chamber, moving into the birthing chamber. It'll also be featuring our Pastor Queen Hinkle, you know, Minister Sargent, Reverend Ufanda. You have ministers in praise and dance. It is a free event. That's also West Palm Beach. So you need to, it's entitled Women's Kingdom Movement. I tell you, don't you want to be a part of the Women's Kingdom Movement? And when we come back, we want to give you just a little bit of information about sponsorship information and upcoming events. And we will go back, right back after the break. We're going to go right into I'll tell you what you need to know about breast cancer awareness and innovation and innovative treatments. Be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Rhett Sands, and, you know, God wants you to hold in every area of your life. But we're talking about cancer awareness, breast cancer awareness, and prevention and treatment. We want to talk to you a little bit about innovation and innovative therapies and what you might need to know in terms of, what you know, taking authority, taking control of your own health and well-being. If there's a loved one or if there's someone that you know, are affected by this or may get a diagnosis, which, you know, we are not speaking that, but we are just giving some information in that, you know, the approach. One of the things is, you know, we want to get in touch with the best therapy, the best treatment. I mean, without recommending a particular hospital or a particular physician or a particular treatment center, I will tell you that all apples and oranges are not exactly equal. So you have the right, and you have the right and responsibility for your health, and you can go and choose a place that is best for you. Most facilities are rated, even physicians are rated. I know U.S. News does every year, and now that the report is out for the 2015-2016. The number one best hospitals in the country and treatment centers. And so, you know, what we're saying here is just try to select the best option for you. And, of course, I know sometimes it has to do with your insurance or what your insurance pay for, but get the best or do your research and the best information that would be best for you. Of course, one of the better, more innovative approaches is having a multidisciplinary team of experts, okay? And that would include a team of, let's say, pathologists who study or or diagnose, or you know, look down at the cellular level with regards to the disease, the diagnosis, a radiologist, if you want to be getting this recommendation for chemotherapy, and then you have your medical team, a team of doctors and nurses that are going to be looking into how they're going to best treatment approach for you, tailoring it to you as an individual. And then, of course, if there's any surgical needs, your surgical team and radiation oncologist team or an oncologist, that would help you if you were to need, you know. So the whole idea here is a multidisciplinary team approach. And then you have the nutritional component, you know, most likely meeting with a specialized nutritionist. So you want to see if that facility or your treatment plan entails or includes a multidisciplinary approach, which will bring a team of practitioners together, so for the wellness and the benefit of the patient. There's something called also targeted therapies in the way of therapy and treatment. There's trials, you know, clinical trials, and there's new targeted anti-cancer therapies that are available for breast cancer. And, you know, there are some of them, one of them is called Valero 2, and there's other different ones that have been, you know, proven promising in the treatment. Some of you might have heard of Taxotere. Taxotere is a brand name. Herceptin is another one. And some of these have been around for a little bit, but they're newer therapies, and they seem to be promising some effectiveness. And again, you know, there's you know, different types of breast cancer. There's different types of all kind of cancer. So they want to be able to target the specific type of cancer based on the genotype, which is the next topic. The next, you know, thing we want to look at is, you know, the genotyping. You know, it's just, here's the facts. You know, the facts that 50 to 60% of patients with metastatic breast cancer have ER-positive tumors, representing a large population. So what I mean there is that this is a specific tumor that will respond to only certain types of therapy. And, you know, after you assess each patient, a tumor, just to see if there's any genetic mutations, you know, that means that the genes themselves down to the DNA, the molecular level, may be changing, and they'll have to do SA tests because sometimes there could be over 120 mutations across 16 cancer genes. So, you know, you need a team of physicians and MDs. A lot of them, if they're associated with a teaching hospital or training or physicians that are, you know, also instructors, a lot of times they are on the cutting edge of understanding more about the mutations that these genes undergo and the changes. So, you know, and that's important so that you can understand what's happening with that cancer cell so you can best target it with the right therapies and treatments. Of course, it wouldn't do much good to give just anything, any cancer, particularly any cancer treatment, because it may not be specific for that specific cancer. And even that cancer today versus the cancer a month ago, if the cancer diagnosis of cancer is there, you know, perhaps, you know, there could be some mutation in a gene. So they have to take that biopsy, you know, take a closer look and determine what is the best pre-treatment approach. So we're talking about multidisciplinary approaches and specific targeted therapies and treatments. Sometimes there'll be radiation, or they call it irradiation, might be appropriate. Many women who choose not to have a mastectomy because they don't want to have their breasts removed, they may undergo a breast-conserving surgery where the tumor and small margin of tissue are removed. So they just remove a small amount of the tissue. It's followed by 6 weeks course of daily radiation to the whole breast. Some women find that this is a lengthy course of treatment, maybe a burden on them, so they may not want to go that route. But that is another option of doing that, just a small, remove a small section of the breast and starting with the radiation. And so, you know, and of course, radiation oncologists can now precisely pinpoint radiation at the tumor site. So You want to make sure that they answer those questions for you. Are they going to be targeting? Are they going to be pinpointing exactly where? Are they going to, you know, send the radiation? Because all these things are important. Another concern sometimes is the, you know, with the lymph nodes being involved, they run all throughout your body and they're part of, and there are many lymph nodes that do surround under the armpits, breast tissue. So if you look at the anatomy of the breast and the in that area where those lymph nodes, if there's cancer or because of the cancer or because of, you know, different reasons that immune function is kicking in, you know, there's a condition called lymphedema, and that condition affects 10% of women. And even after they've had like a breast cancer surgery or even some type of radiation, but they have, you know, your team would have to be aware of that, if that is, you know, a factor that is happening, or to help prevent that or allow some treatment that will offset any effects of lymphedema, where that means that the fluid is building up in those lymph nodes and then there's swelling and things like that. So, you know, being aware of some of the things that may happen. So limiting the lymphedema is also something that is found when you have more innovative or cutting-edge practices, that they will look at all these approaches to making the patient well. And we'll talk a little bit about some surgical advances before the next break. You know, so there's many surgical advances that are available now to improve the cosmetic appearance of the breast after the treatment or specifically after surgery. So, you know, you want to ask for the most latest advancements in the cosmetic appearances because, you know, of course, women are concerned, men too, but women are concerned about how they look or how things are going to look after the breast surgery or the treatment or what have you. You know, is everything going to look, am I going to look normal or can I get as close to normal as possible? So there are innovative techniques. There's also innovation procedures and processes that will allow, even under surgery circumstances, that you will preserve more of your natural look of the breasts and all that. You know, even they can go down to the fact that even the nipple ducts, if they're removed or tested and removing of the tumor, there can be also reconstruction of those breasts and also a reconstruction of even the very, you know, which would be the very composition of the breast. And so, you know, you can have, you know, someone, you know, have that surgeon on your team or that plastic surgeon or that one who was innovative in reconstructing of the breast. So these are some of the areas of innovation so that you can take a charge and take authority, talk up with your team, find out exactly what is it is that will be available. And, of course, you know, again, we talked about some of the key points, you know, having targeted therapies that offer new therapeutic outcomes and options. Even for traditionally breast cancer that was traditionally difficult to treat, there's even more treatment pathways that are out there that are available. Then they have some. The other one thing we talked about was accelerated or partial breast irradiation, which consolidates treatment to be more effective and you know, convenient. You know, over 1 week course, and it's also designed to reduce any heart or lung toxicity. So we have various options when it comes to innovation in breast cancer treatment and therapy. Also, you know, surgical advances we talked about, you know, minimum auxiliary surgery and nipple sparing, which, you know, we talked about, you know, reconstruction. And, you know, even if there's a opportunity, if there is a situation where you have to have a mastectomy, they can try to save, you know, components of the breast and even the ability to rebuild. And then limit post-surgical side effects. And then also, you know, other innovations that are available to the breast cancer. And, of course, you know, something that we didn't talk a little bit about the nutritional component, but a nutritional component the nutritionist being on that team, you know, giving you the best diet plan or regimen that would be best for you. Of course, you know, at Alpha Health, we do recommend a diet that's comprised mostly of fruits and vegetables and, you know, organic preferable. And then, you know, we have other options for, you know, we even have some products that are helpful in boosting You know, because it's all about boosting your immune system, too, and having a healthy immune system and promoting the best health possible, and at least physical exercise 3 times a week and strength training as well would be great. Well, I hope our radio list audience will be able to share something that is informative to you, that's helpful to you, that has educated you in some way, that has been able to transform your mind and also lead to a positive steps that you can take or help your loved one or help someone. So we're going to take a break and we'll come back over just a few more announcements before the end of the broadcast. If you have any questions, you know, in this last segment, of the broadcast, feel free to dial in today. You can speak with me, 718-508-9457. You can go back and listen to the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/Alpha Health. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome, welcome back, radio listener audience. I'm your host, Rhett Sands. We're back, we're back. You know, God wants you whole in every area. Just a few announcements. You're invited to come out and celebrate a very, very brand new faith-based multicultural empowerment and revival conference center. That's going to be at 124 North Federal Highway in Lake Park, Florida. You can come out. That is going to be Sunday. Tomorrow, Sunday, which is October 18th, 2015, at 3 p.m., refreshments will be served. We have empowerment speakers, dancers, singers, and the Rhema and Logos word will be shared. And for more information, you may call Apostle Robinson at 561-778. And also, this is a ministry of Ruth House Ministry International. So come out and help celebrate that brand new opening. I tell you, it's all about working together for the kingdom building. You want to be a part of what God is doing. Faith-based multicultural empowerment center, revival and conference center. That is awesome. And also, there's a sponsorship request for the fall author showcase. And a message from the sponsor that they're very excited to announce the author showcase to take place in October. Feedback from the 2014 Orlando showcases was very awesome. This one there'll be two held, one in West Palm Beach and one in Tampa. And the theme is Getting It Right. That's WRITE, Getting It Right the First Time or Second Time. It aims to provide aspiring authors, that could be you, practical steps in taking your literary dreams from concept to reality. Avid readers are also encouraged to attend Friday, October 23rd, and from 6 to 9 p.m. You would need to register. It's going to be at Palm Beach Atlantic University. And again, you can get more information. You can even give us a call, 954-292-4891. The sponsorship is being requested because of the success of both showcases. If you want to play support or have your products or a banner displayed, please contact Jill Capri Sims at 321-230-2982. Contact Jill Capri Sims at 321-230-2982 for the Author Showcase sponsorship. Well, radio listening audience, I hope you've enjoyed this week's broadcast. We're just about out of time, and we just thank you for tuning in week by week. I am your host, Rhett Sands, and again, God wants you whole in every area. Until next week, we'll be back. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.